I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Department of Education has restored funding to a reading program that educators feared was in danger at many public schools. Earlier this week, superintendents were scrambling for funding to replace a $7.5 million cut to the Alabama Reading Initiative, which allows for reading coaches in public schools. The cuts were performance-based, and many schools with above-average reading scores were in danger of cutting out their Reading Initiative programs altogether. Dr. Eric Mackey is the Executive Director of School Superintendents of Alabama. He says this is a great example of the system working as intended.
Everybody comes together and they say, hey, here's a need that's not being met. The state school board intervened and said, okay, we've got to find a way to meet this. They worked with the staff at the department, and then the department came through with the funding.
Mackey says the new allocation will allow all public schools to maintain their reading programs, and schools with below average reading scores will see a boost in support. Mississippi State University has named former University of Alabama President Judy Bonner as its provost. Bonner became president in Tuscaloosa in 2012 after serving as provost for nearly a decade. She stepped down in 2015, saying she wanted to return to teaching. Former MSU Provost Jerome Gilbert left MSU last year to become president of Marshall University in West Virginia. MSU President Mark Keenum says Bonner's broad experience set her apart. The College Board must vote to approve the appointment. She's expected to begin work as MSU's Chief Academic Officer on July 1st. And the start of the 2016 hurricane season is barely 2 weeks away. The National Weather Service in Mobile is holding an event today to remind everyone to be prepared. School kids and the public can tour the Hurricane Hunter aircraft that fly into approaching storms, but there's a serious message as well. Forecaster Jason Beeman says the threat from hurricanes isn't limited to the coast, and inland residents need to be ready as well.
Flash flooding from tropical systems is the other top killer of hurricanes in this country, along with storm surge. And then we always have the threat of isolated tornadoes. Anytime you're on that, basically that eastern half of the hurricane, if you're in that area, then there's the potential for tornadoes.
The 2016 hurricane season runs from June 1st through the end of November. Clouds develop after midnight in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Showers overnight in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And late night showers and storms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.